Continuing with our look at Dua al-Qumail, let us now continue. And in this dua, the next ayah is Ya Nur Ya Quddus Ya Awwal al-Awwaleen Wa Ya Akhir al-Akhirin. O you who are the light, the divine energy, O you who are the most holy, O you who existed before the foremost, O you who will exist after the last. Well, let's look at these four attributes. We talked about Nur last time, but let me just go over it. Allah is, when we say An-Nur, Allah is the light which is shed upon the whole creation, which makes it apparent. And just as this light, just as this energy is responsible for making the perceptible seen, it makes the conceivable known. It's the light of existence. There is not one atom among everything that exists in the heavens and on earth, and in that which is in between, that does not point to the existence of this of its creator. And that is why in Surah An-Nur, ayah 35, it says, "Allahu nuru samawati wal ard." Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. See, the sun sheds light upon the sky and the earth, enabling us to physically see things around us, whether they're large or small. We see the shapes, the colors. It enables us to identify that from which we may profit and that which we may harm us. And in that light, we find our way through deserts, through swamps. But in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us this light of Iman, which shows us the straight path of, if I can say, salvation. And the swamps and the deserts of sin, of revolt. And when we say Ya Nuru in this dua, we are pleading to be able to access this energy which will enlighten our nafs to be able to see the light of Iman as such. Incidentally, if you feel a little lost, recite Ya Nuru 256 times. Let's look at the next attribute in this line, which is Ya Quddus. Now, Ya Quddus is, although maybe literally translated as the most holy, Allah is the most pure. He's devoid of all shortcomings, all weaknesses. Maybe Al-Quddus is the equivalent of the attribute Mukhalafatun Lil Hawadith. He is the creator who bears no resemblance to the created. It is the unique purity that is Allah's, whereby His essence, His attributes, His names, His words, His actions, His justice are devoid of all blemish. He bears no resemblance in any of His attributes or actions to even the most perfect of His creatures. And that's what Al-Quddus means. When you feel this purity, it's an amazing feeling, and to find the feeling within ourselves, we should protect our understanding and knowledge of things from being limited to observations from the tangible, from the impression received through the senses, because they will not take us past the material or the animal realm. We need to be able to look outside the box to be able to feel this purity. Start by cleansing your heart. Abandon bad habits. It is when we can feel this purity that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Hadith Qudsi, I do not fit in the heavens and the earth, but I fit within the heart of my faithful abd. If you want to become free of thoughts and concerns which cause us trouble, worry and pain, and stop us from feeling this purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within us, then recite Ya Quddus 100 times. Let's look at the next one. Ya Awwal al-Awwaleen. Or the one who was before, if I can say, who existed before the foremost. Allah is the foremost. He was never preceded in existence by anyone. He does not need anyone else at all, independent of everything and everyone. Even when we say that He is before, the first before precedes the second and it's comparable to it. His being first is not related to that which comes after Him, whether it's seen or unseen. Don't think of Him that while He is first, there is still a second. When we say Awwal al-Awwaleen, there is none like Him. His firstness means that there is nothing prior to Him. He is self-existent. All arise from Him. Again, when you want to start an important task and you want it to succeed completely recite Al-Awwalu 37 times or Ya Awwalu 37 times before starting it. A couple who cannot have a child, or if you find that you've got an overwhelming problem, then recite Ya Awwalu for 1,000 times for 40 consecutive Fridays, and there's an amazing response to this. It's unbelievable. And finally, in this verse, it's Wa Ya Akhir Al Akhirin, O you who shall exist after the last one. So in other words, Allah is the last. Again, we cannot say that he is after the after, because you cannot compare him to that which then precedes him. As he has no beginning, he also has no end. He is eternal. See, all existences has two ends, a beginning when it's created, born, and then an end when it dies and disappears. Allah is the first because he has created the first existence from nothing. He is the last because when all disappears, only he will exist. And maybe the ayah of Surah Ar-Rahman explains it so well. Kullu man alayha fan wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. Everyone upon it passes away, everything will be annihilated, and there endures forever the essence of your Rabb, the Rabb of glory and honor. And all existence will return to Allah. The circle of being begins and ends with him. There is nothing before him and there is nothing after him. You know, it is proper to recite and consider the attributes Al-Awwalu and Al-Akhiru together, because the meaning is like a circle where the first and the last are really one. If you recite Al-Akhiru or Ya Akhiru 100 times a day, then you will actually be able to see reality if you live in a world of illusion. If you're attacked by an enemy, recite Ya Akhiru 800 times, and inshallah the aggressor will withdraw. It is a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that if you recite Al-Akhiru 1,000 times on Fridays, inshallah it will help to increase your sustenance. We'll continue with Dua Kumail, but I'd just like to go over this ayah a few times. Please recite it with me. It's absolutely amazing. Ya Nuru Ya Quddus Ya Awwal Al Awwalin Wa Ya Akhir Al Akhirin. If you recite it every time you think about it today, and think of this circle of Awwal and Akhir. Ya Nuru Ya Quddus Ya Awwal Al Awwalin Wa Ya Akhir Al Akhirin. Ya Nuru Ya Quddus Ya Awwal Al Awwalin Wa Ya Akhir Al Akhirin.